Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We watch a lot of streaming movies and series in our house. I'm sure I've mentioned this before. Netflix mostly. And if you watch a lot of Netflix, you will notice how movies will come and they'll be there for a while and then they'll go away for a while and then they will come back onto the service. And one of my favorite movies and franchises that seems to come and go with regularity is The Bourne Identity. Now, if you're not familiar with the original movie, it was actually a book that came out in 1980, but it's the story about a CIA agent, Jason Bourne, who is terribly wounded on a mission and suffers a major head injury. The plot opens with Jason Bourne waking up from his injury with total amnesia. Now he realizes that he is endowed with knowledge like a computer and has physical skills that are unmatched by anyone, and yet he has no idea who he is. And he spends the rest of the story trying to figure out the answer to the question, who am I? Now, while completely fiction and very entertaining, the question is a very real question. Who am I? Most often, the question comes to us from others, but at times we ask ourselves the same thing, thus trying to answer that question of who I am in many ways, by pointing to names, family, friends, career, talents, or perhaps even successes. The problem is that every one of those can be taken away from us by amnesia, for example, or some other tragedy, or simply by growing older. And when all of them are taken away, we too are left wondering, who am I? What is my real identity? Now, that may be trickier to answer than you thought. You see, in the verses preceding our epistle reading this morning, Paul makes answering the question even more difficult. He tells us that we were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. Well, that's really kind of a complicated answer. That harsh word, that awful reality, that unlike Jason Bourne, we certainly would like to forget all about. It's hard to admit we were enslaved. So is enslaved to sin your identity? All of us here today that are regular church attenders have heard this before. You see, while Jesus, having a discussion with some Jewish believers about knowing the truth and being set free, tells them, after they claim never to have been a slave to anyone, that everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now that does not sound very good, does it? Considering that we all sin, and just when we think we don't, or at least not that much, Paul, later in his letter, rattles off a rather offensive list of sins that we may recognize in ourselves. Do any of these seem to fit? Do any of them shackle you? Are they chains that you willingly put on? Sexual immorality. Jesus said that the one who looks lustfully at another has already committed adultery with that person. Thoughts that can lead to fantasies that lead to the tragedy of extramarital affairs. Idolatry, the love of something or someone other than God, because you believe these will give you support, peace, happiness, security, maybe even fulfillment. What do you worry about, chase after, and believe your life should be about? Family, friends, money, health, recreation, entertainment, pleasures, status, reputation, possessions, all can become idols in our lives. fits of anger. It's that deep-seated desire to control your life and your world around you and the injustice you feel when you can't. It drives you to yell at, scream at, belittle, and verbally abuse those whom God has given you to love. Child, spouse, friends, church members, because you believe they don't listen to or understand you, or because they seem to question and oppose you. Rivalries. Your heart yearns for vengeance on those who you perceive have wronged you. It drives to grudge holding, which leads to the words, "After what you said and what you have done, I refuse. I will never forgive you." Even though God commands us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us, forgiving them as you have been forgiven. How about envy? Deep sorrow and injustice you feel when you see others have what you want, driving you to complain in discontentment about job, clothes, cars, houses, money, perhaps even other churches who always seem to have full pews on every Sunday. You see, at this time, it's really about being able to pick the color of your shackles or the length of your chains. See, it doesn't matter. Even if you feel you may have escaped this short list, we all sin. We were born into it. And Jesus said, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, as the movie rolls on, Jason Bourne begins to learn more about who he is. And he does not like what he learns. He is a highly trained, meticulously crafted assassin for a secret CIA program called Treadstone. That's his identity. When you hear this list of sins, is that your identity? Well, actually, Paul is writing about an identity that is a different kind of slavery. The elemental principles to which Paul refers to, he calls the Galatians and us also, that we are enslaved, aren't slavery to sin. Paul is talking about that we try to free ourselves from that sin. It's when we try to justify ourselves before God by the works of the law. It's when we say, you know, I've been really a pretty good person most of my life. I try to live a good life. I think, I hope I have done enough to get into heaven. But you see, the problem is God's law is perfect, and it demands perfection. Just as Jesus said, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. It's that very law that accuses you. You are not the friend, the son, the daughter, the father, the mother that you know you should be. You are not even the one you know that you could be. You fail God, you fail others, you fail yourself. You see, it's the same law condemns you. No human being is justified by works of the law. All sin and fall short of the glory of God. You were imprisoned, enslaved under the law, and a slave cannot and does not remain in the house forever, but will be cast out into the outer darkness. But thanks be to God that Paul says we were enslaved. Therefore, a slave is not your identity at all. Now you are no longer a slave. You are redeemed and set free. 4 days ago, we celebrated God giving to us the greatest Christmas gift ever. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. Jesus redeemed you from the curse of the law when he took your sins upon himself and bore your sins in his body on the cross. That means Jesus has set you free and you have been forgiven of all your sins. You are justified by faith in the Son of God and his actions on your behalf because he loved us and gave himself up for us. Therefore, there is no condemnation now for those who are in Christ Jesus. And God did not do all this for us, this wonderful gift that he gives to us, and say, simply leave us alone, saying, go, be well, live your lives. No, once God did all of this for us, he adopted us as sons. In baptism, you put on Christ. That is, you were clothed with his righteousness. You were reborn in those waters and marked with the cross of Jesus on your forehead and on your heart, marking you as one redeemed by Christ Jesus himself. It was at that moment, in those waters combined with God's word, that he sends his spirit of his son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. So then you are now a full-fledged adopted son of God, having been reborn with a new identity. And since you are a son, you are now an heir, all of God's promises, which means to you belongs his kingdom. And this is not just a someday future promise. This is a present reality for you today. Today, in repentance and faith, you came here and you confessed your sins, and God, who is faithful and just, has looked upon you in mercy of his only begotten Son, your brother Jesus, and said, I forgive you all of your sins. Welcome home. Yours is now forgiveness, life, and salvation. That's today. But also, someday ahead, when Jesus returns in glory, he will say to you, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. One that is free of sin, accusation, suffering, pain, sorrow, and death. So who are you? It's a serious question. The fictional Jason Bourne spent the movie searching for answers and not liking what he found. On this first Sunday of Christmas, the same question has a very easy, straightforward answer, a joy-filled answer for us, one that does not come from your career or your family or talents, failures, successes, dreams, or even your sin. Because God's Son was born of a woman, born under the law, you have a newborn identity. You are forgiven. You are redeemed. You are sons of God and heirs of the promise, and a child of paradise, now and forever. Amen.